Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your hosts,
Big Lance
and Phil. Tonight we are discussing the 2014 Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt, Dave Bautista, Zoe something or another, Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel star as the
Zoe Deschanel. No, that's the other one. All right, yeah, Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana.
All right, well, I named everybody else.
Gamora.
You don't have to go through everybody else. But, yeah, Chris Pratt, obviously, is Quinn.
Michael Rooker.
Star-Lord.
You didn't mention Michael Rooker.
Who does he play?
Yondu. Merle.
Merle. Oh, yeah, obviously.
John C.
I was just going through the
John C. Reilly.
I was going through the superheroes.
Glenn
first,
Close.
Yeah, we will surely see John C.
Vincio del Toro. There's some bigger names in this.
Thanos and,
yeah, well, just at the very end, you see Thanos, and that's Josh Brolin.
And what's his name, the other bad guy, Kronos? Or?
Ronan. That's Lee Pace. Right. Which, honestly, I have no clue who that is.
So, who is Thanos again? Say it again.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, my man, Josh Brolin. And, you know, doing him like they're doing him, yeah, they could definitely put Josh Brolin as a Cable now, because they're not really showing his face, and I think they're adding a little to his voice.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, they're CGI, and he's just doing the performance.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much like Hellboy. I mean, he can play in anything.
You know who played in Hellboy? Don't
I
you?
Do.
Okay.
Sons of Anarchy, dude. I don't know his name, but yeah.
All right. Well, this movie is about, after stealing a mysterious orb in the far reaches of the outer space, Peter Quill from Earth is now the main target of a manhunt led by the villain known as Ronan the Accuser. To help fight Ronan and his team and save the galaxy from his powers, Quill creates a team of space heroes known as Guardians of the Galaxy to save the world. So what did you think about this movie? I mean, how you want to start this movie out?
All right. I'm going to go back to it again and mention that music makes these movies as popular as they become.
You're right. This movie had a killer soundtrack that was really cool.
And it's so based on the soundtrack that they even named the movie Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the second one. Volume 2.
So you don't think they could have had something to do with the comic book background too? Volume 2?
Is it on? No, it's totally got to do with the motherfucking soundtrack. Because the first one had the soundtrack. The second one is the second soundtrack. It's all about the second soundtrack. At the end, he finds the new tape. The second one is all about the second soundtrack. People, that's what everybody's talking about. Oh, I wish they would have this song in the second movie.
Okay. I see that now. No, I don't think they ever saw that.
And do you know that they brought back cassette tapes? They brought back the Walkman. Dude, people, it's retro. People are wanting that shit so bad now.
They fucking have it.
Yeah, they have done started a new assembly line assembling fucking tape players now, dude. And tapes.
8-track did the same thing. It had a comeback for a little while.
Yeah, and records did too. And records haven't stopped. They're still printing them,
tapes
baby.
Tapes will.
Tapes probably will. I think it's just because of this, really. And maybe if they come up with a new Back to the Future, that'll help. Because it was all. Didn't he have a Walkman in there?
They're not going to do a Back
didn't
to
the Future.
Didn't
he write?
Yeah, he did, but they're not.
That was a big aspect. You got to bring back the Walkman. You got to make it totally 80s if you bring
They're not going to bring back to the
they
Future.
They better.
Not Back to the Future.
They better, man.
They're not. We had this conversation on our episode.
They're going to one day when he dies, right? Is it something like that?
I mean,
like he can't. They can't do it until he dies or something.
Yeah, essentially.
It's something like that.
Because he ain't letting it happen.
It's going to happen.
Only when he's dead.
Or until he's just like, well, let's just do it. Fuck it, I'm gonna die. Let's see how it happens. Nope, let's not fucking ever touch that movie again.
Yeah.
Bullshit, let's touch it.
You just want to touch it.
I do, man. Just like you want to see Gremlins so fucking bad, don't you? I do.
I ain't seen anything on the new one yet.
I ain't seen nothing on it neither, but
I don't think it's coming out.
It is. 2018. Go on to IMDb, bitch.
That shit don't mean shit.
Yeah, they could always say, fuck it, we're not doing it.
Yeah, and they do.
And that's how they did 23 Jump Street. It's not happening. Or MIB 23.
You heard that wasn't happening?
That's not happening.
Aw. I wish they would have.
Did you know that? That it wasn't happening? Yeah, it's not happening. Because he's doing too much shit right now. He's got that new superhero movie.
They don't have to do it right now. They can do it 10 years from now.
Yeah, they could, but they say they're not. It's not happening. But it could. You never know. It could happen down the road. But they're saying something to do with the production companies, and they ain't wanting to work together or something. I don't know.
Would have been cool.
What is it? Though. Universal and Sony or something?
Yeah, it would have been cool though.
Ain't that what it is? Universal and Sony?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. Universal is MIB, and Sony is anything to do with fucking Chatham Tatum, I think. I ain't sure about that. I'm wrong.
I have no clue, man. Honestly, no
answer. They might have a contract on him. I don't know how that fucking L.A. shit works, Las Vegas shit works, Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
We should talk about Guardians of the Galaxy a little bit in this podcast.
My bad. Do you want to mention, or maybe we need to have a whole podcast on these gems?
The Infinity Stones?
The Infinity Stones.
Man, we probably could.
Because they all tie up together.
In the new Infinity War of Avengers movies. I can't wait.
Well, you see, you hadn't seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2 yet.
No, so don't ruin it for
me. It starts off with the new stone.
I know. I know it's got the Infinity Stone. Because Thanos...
There's a bunch of different stones.
There's a bunch of them, and Thanos has a bunch of them.
Does he?
Yes. He's the one going around trying to get them.
Yeah, but they're on, like, Thor had one, the Avengers had a different one, Visions, yeah, the one that was in Visions.
Visions got one in his head.
Right. There's a bunch of different. Have you watched any YouTube videos on them stones?
No, but I mean, I know they're all connected in the comic book.
Yeah, but okay. I know this has. Yeah, it does have something to do with Guardians of the Galaxy, but I want you to watch a YouTube video on these stones, and they'll tell you what each of them would do and everything, and they'll tell you how some of them tie up together and stuff. It's pretty cool. All
right.
Anybody wanting to look for that, it's on YouTube. Just check it out. But, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, it starts out with Quinn, and he's fucking...
Quill,
my bad. Quill, and he's listening to his little headphones, singing, and fucking... He picks up the rat like a mic. I like that part. It's kind
of
funny.
Oh, when he's coming through there, yeah, that's one of my favorites. Lincoln loved that part, too. He's holding them, just singing, yeah, and dancing, and kicking them around.
Yeah. And then that's when he starts getting his name, because he's like better known as Star-Lord whenever the black guy comes to get him, because he goes in there to steal that at the very beginning. He goes steal
when
the
man comes around.
He's going in there to steal the Infinity Stone, and who pulls up? That black guy. I can't think of his name, and he's coming to retrieve the stone for. The Merle? The black guy worked for Merle? No.
Oh, that guy was...
The black guy works for Ronan.
No, he works for Merle.
Does he? You sure?
I think so. He's the guy that...
Nah, because the black guy tells him, you will never reach Ronan.
Yeah, you're right.
He works for Ronan.
Well, he...
He's going to get the fucking stone for Thanos.
Yeah, he's in Wayward Pine season 2.
The black guy?
Yeah,
he's a good actor. He's a good actor. I've seen him in other stuff. I think he's the one who played in Blood Diamond.
He was in Heroes too.
Was he in Thor?
He was the Haitian.
No, he wasn't the black guy in Thor. Black guy in Thor played on that Tyler Perry movie, the murder movie, Perfect Murder or something. And that's Izil. Izil or something. Owls or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Not a clue.
Well, anyway, so he kicks out of there. He runs away from all them and jumps back in his starship and jets away, right?
Right. Well, didn't they show the beginning of that?
Oh, well, the beginning of it was his mom
when
died.
He was a kid. Yeah, and his mom died. And
he's listening to the tape.
Well, and the granddad's like,
hold her hand, Peter. And then she dies. And Peter. Then he's like, Mom, he runs up to her. And then he runs out of the room. And he gets a letter from her, which...
just puts it in the bag. It's a little box and a letter.
Yeah, and the letter you find out at the end, we're going to give away. It was volume 2.
Right.
And it's...
And he don't ever open it until after the end of this movie. He grows up. He's like fucking, what, 30? 25, 30? And he don't...
Yeah, it's like 28 years later.
28 years later, and he don't... He's never fucking opened it.
He's like 35.
He's never fucking opened it.
Something like that.
So...
And yeah, he's never opened it.
And then he opens it at the end of the movie.
Yeah, and then he's trying to sell that orb to the guy, and he's like, somebody come to get it from me. He's like, oh, yeah, Thanos or Ronan? Well, I'm not fucking with Ronan. Or it was maybe the blue guy.
Ronan.
No, Merle. Maybe he was scared of Merle. Who was he scared of?
No, he was supposed...
Yeah, Yondu, he was like Ronan.
Yondu was supposed to sell it to that guy. But Peter was like, yeah, Yondu couldn't make it, so he sent me.
Yeah, and he was like, I had to fight hard for this. Ronan's guy's coming.
No, he said some guy attacked me and said that he worked for some guy named Ronan. He was like, Ronan, no.
Get out of here. And he was like, do you know who I am? You ain't shit on Ronan. Get out of here. And he locks him up, locks the door.
Seriously? Star-Lord? You've never heard of me?
And that's when he meets Zoe...
Deschanel. No. No, that's not her name. It's Saldano. Saldano.
Zoe Saldana.
I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right.
Saldana.
S-A-L-D-A-N. Saldana.
And already Rocket's got a target on him the whole
time. Yeah, because
time.
He's a fucking bounty hunter. Dude.
And they're like in some city. It's like in the city somewhere. And, she fucking kicks him in the stomach and grabs the orb.
Because he's sitting there hitting on her.
Yeah, he's like throwing up in the air or some shit.
Like, how you doing, baby?
And she's like,
how
kicks
you doing?
Him, kicks him in the stomach, takes it and starts running. He fucking like shoots something at her or something. And then all of a sudden, that's when Rocket starts attacking him.
And it's just a whole big back and forth.
Groot.
Oh, yeah. And it's just a big back and forth on who gets the ball. Who don't have it?
Yeah,
who's
then,
getting in a net?
And then Groot fucking puts that potato sack on top of him, picks him up, and then he busts out of that and fucking shoots somebody. And then at the end, Rocket shoots Star Lord, and he's all fucking. He's like, "Oh, that had to hurt or some shit." Rocket, I like Rocket, man. Rocket's cool.
Yeah, let's don't go through the plot.
But then that's when John C. Reilly and the police and all come down and get
which
him,
which is Nova, Nova Corp.
Nova Corp.
Nova apparently is a character on Logan's Marvel Infinity.
Right.
Infinity.
Well, then.
Or Disney Infinity.
Don't they, they go to prison.
Yep.
They go to prison. Everybody wants to kill Zoe, the green chick. We'll call her the green chick. That's easier.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody wants to kill the green
chick.
Or
you can call her Gamora. That's her name.
And that's where they meet. That's where they meet, Dave Bautista, and that's Drax the Destroyer.
Yep. And I think I want to talk a little bit. Let's not go through the plot. I want to talk a little bit about the characters and the actors who played them. That's what I want to talk about on this one.
All right.
I mean, first of all, Chris Pratt as Peter Quill.
Right.
Any objections? I mean, seriously, could you find anybody that would be better than him?
I love Chris Pratt, and that's perfect for him.
I don't think there's any bad.
I'm waiting to see him and fucking Robert Downey Jr. together. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be funny to me. And not because
they're both so witty.
Not to mention Chris Evans. Chris Evans is gonna be pretty funny with Chris Pratt, I think.
Yeah. Are they gonna bring in Thor and all them? Are coming back too?
Yeah.
Right?
Because Ragnarok's coming out, and who knows who's gonna be in that.
See, I don't know. I ain't followed the Thors. I don't even think I've seen part
Look,
two.
Doug Lowe's movies, he's got, every time he comes on, he's like, 28 days till Ragnarok or some shit. He's ready for that shit.
I don't think I can say there's any bad acting in this movie at all.
No, I love this shit, man. I really do. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. It's probably my favorite superhero movie that's done in superhero fashion, I would say. I don't know. Deadpool's probably my favorite superhero movie.
Well, because Deadpool, though, got an R rating, and it was able to go a little further.
Right. And then I'm going to have to say Guardians. But I said I don't even consider Logan a superhero movie. I don't. I consider it a straight-up drama almost, dude. I mean, really, right?
Ah, yeah, I can see that.
But I had to put it up there. It's probably right up under Deadpool, Logan. But yeah. I'm going to have to, if I'm going to go straight-up superhero movies, I'm going to have to say just Deadpool and then Guardians.
I don't know, man. I
kind of like Guardians, man. Guardians right up there with Deadpool.
It was just really fun. It's a fun movie to watch. It's a fun ride to take, you know?
And Dave Bautista and Chris Pratt, their fucking humor together.
Yeah, because Dave Bautista don't get any sarcasm. No, he's like, it went over your head. Nothing goes over my head because I stand tall.
No, I am too fast.
I
would catch it.
I would catch it. Nothing goes over my head.
I would catch it. But I love the part where he's like, I love this dumb tree. I love that green whore. I love that part, man. And then Groot. What do you think about Groot? I love Groot.
I think Vin Diesel got a hell of a paycheck to do nothing but I am Groot.
Right. And then they change his voice. So it ain't just straight his voice, do you think? I am Groot.
I think he just did it. I think that was all pretty much him.
But I think you could have did that with a computer and my voice.
You probably could have, but they had the name Vin Diesel.
Right.
He was big on the Fast and Furious.
Right, and I heard somebody else on the podcast talk about Rocket, and they're like, God damn it, I could have done that voice. Why the fuck are they giving these roles to these big actors? Anybody could have played Rocket. I guess he's got that on his resume. I'm a great sound of a raccoon or some shit. It was funny. I don't know. He put it in different words, but it was really funny. But, yeah, Rocket's character to me, I really like him. And Bradley Cooper does a good job.
Oh, yeah, he did. I mean, I agree. That was
spot on.
Like I said, there's
who's your favorite character?
Out of the group?
Yeah. You're going to have to say Star-Lord.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, other than Star-Lord, who's your favorite
Star-Lord,
character?
Besides Star-Lord, who's your favorite person?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go Drax.
I'm going to have to go Baby Groot.
Baby Groot.
Ooh, one thing I wanted to mention. The seeds from Groot. Do you think they stole that from Avatar? You don't remember when he lit up the room with the seeds from his body?
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
And they come out and they have these little white tentacle-looking things on them.
Uh-huh.
That they so stole that from Avatar.
Okay, I can see that, yeah.
All right, any more about your characters?
No,
Vin Diesel did. He got over on him on that, and he did. He had a hell of a year this year because he did Furious 8 or whatever it was.
Fate of the Furious,
and then this. I think he made like fucking 20 or 30 million this year, on them two movies.
No, I want to tell you this. You know, Vin Diesel recorded all those voices. I was trying to look up how many times because I can't remember the number, but. Like, he said it that many times.
I am Groot.
They didn't repeat them.
I am Groot.
And he said them different ways.
I am Groot.
He also said them in different languages.
I am Groot. And then at the end he says, we are Groot.
He recorded that line.
Do you remember that?
I do.
He only had to say we are Groot one time. So he only had to read two different lines. Or no, you said he did it in a different language one time?
He did it in several different languages.
When?
Including.
He taught other people?
Russian.
Different. Oh, shit.
Mandarin, Spanish, Portuguese, German, and French.
Yep.
So they could be used in his real voice in all the films all around the world. So when they dub over everybody else's voice, right. Vin Diesel's in every goddamn one of them.
That's right. I like that. Look, check this out.
Yep.
Yo Quiero Groot.
Yo Quiero Groot. Does that mean that? Or
it means just... I want Groot.
You knew Yo Quiero from Taco Bell. Yo Quiero.
I want Taco Bell.
But it sounded cool.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt apparently stole his Star-Lord costume from the set for the sole purpose of having it available.
Nine so Groot!
Show up in the
I'm sorry. That was Russian. Nine Groot! I'm good. I'm sorry. Start over.
Chris Pratt apparently stole his Star-Lord costume from the set for the sole purpose of having it available so he could show up in the costume to visit sick children in the hospital.
Aww. That's cool. He stole it, though. They didn't say he took it. They mentioned that
apparently
he stole it.
Stole his Star-Lord suit, is what they said.
Fuck that. He is Star-Lord. Buy him a new one, motherfucker. You know how much money Chris Pratt made for you? Fuck off, right?
All
right,
well, let me tell you this.
It ain't nothing but a leather coat and a fucking mask. A fucking mask.
All right, well, the producer.
A gas mask.
The producer, James Gunn, stated that Chris Pratt's audition was so good, he was prepared to offer him the role even if Pratt didn't lose weight and get in shape in time. He's like, even if you don't get in shape, even if you're still a fat fuck, I'll still... Peter Quill will be a fat fuck. That's what he said.
Well, do you remember that he's like at the end and all, they're like, he's tearing or whatever, but his dad's like some ancient being?
Yeah, listen. Gunn joked that he was willing to CGI a six-pack on Pratt's body. However, Pratt asked Gunn to give him 6 months to lose 50 pounds, and he ended up losing 60 pounds.
Wow. I love Chris Pratt. He's a good old fucker. Damn, I feel like he did all that for World...
There you go.
What?
The soundtrack album, Awesome Mix Volume 1, reached number one on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart. First film soundtrack ever to do so without any original music. So it had no original music. It was all actual real stuff.
Yeah,
it's the only one to ever hit.
Well, you know, I have just went to YouTube and said Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack and just listened to it just riding down the road.
You know I own the first volume? Volume 1 soundtrack?
No, I didn't know that.
I bought that not long after the movie came out because I watched it 15 times in a row and I loved it. And I listened to it in my car driving to work back
and
forth.
See what I'm talking about? It's all about this music, man. That's what made this Star Trek so popular. What else can you think of that's coming out with all these good hit songs that are making these songs relevant in the movie?
You're right, man. Hey, I got a good one here.
What?
According to Vin Diesel, his performance as Groot helped him through a dark time in his life. He was dealing with the loss of his best friend and Fast and Furious co-star Paul Walker. Quote, it was the first time I came back to dealing with human beings after dealing with death. So playing a character who celebrates life in the way Groot does was very nice. Quote. That was pretty
cool. That's cool. I bet he didn't write it.
I don't know, but I mean, the fact that he was... That helped him come back from a dark place. Cause I mean, you got to imagine when Paul Walker died, they all went to a dark place. That hurt them down deep.
They probably do.
We got to get around to doing at least one episode on Fast and Furious. Just
at least the first one. Let's do the first.
We could talk about the first one. Talk a little bit about each one of them. And the new ones Paul Walker dying.
I really don't like doing that because... I mean, we could talk a little bit about it, but
that's what I'm talking about.
But like whenever we did our Terminator Genesis episode, we hadn't did any of the Terminator, and I really want to do Terminator 2, but we went through some of it already. But I don't want to go through the other movies too much. We can go through a little bit about Paul Walker and their relationship and you know, stuff like
that.
But
you can't bring all that up.
But you never
know characters.
You never know when we want to do another part of the movie.
Well, then I'd say not mess with any of it until we're ready to.
We
do
could
it.
Do one. One.
But we couldn't. We'd have to stay off of everything else because we don't want to risk messing it up.
We're not talking about fucking Guardians of the Galaxy 2 right now. We're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
You're right.
All right.
Well,
I mean,
then pick
it's the
it.
Same difference.
Pick it and I'll stick it.
I might wonder.
All right.
But yeah, back to Guardians. We didn't talk about Zoe's sister and all are working for Ronan, but they're actually Thanos' daughters, right?
No, they're Ronan's daughters.
No, not the robot bitch, ain't.
But he kidnapped them.
Thanos did.
Ronan did.
Yeah, but that robot bitch is Thanos' daughter. Because she says whenever he betrays Thanos, whenever Ronan betrays Thanos, she's like, I want to work for you. That son of a bitch has done so much to me in my life or some shit.
Well, either way, they were kidnapped from their real parents.
Yeah, and I think the other one might have been too. I think they were watching Ronan. They were making sure Ronan was doing what he was supposed to do for Thanos.
I'll give you a little sneak peek preview on something I read about. I don't really know because I've not watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2 yet. But it talked about Stan Lee and all his cameos.
He's been in a shit load.
Are connected.
Huh.
They're all he's the same person in every cameo.
He's a fucking, he's a bit of a, pervert then, because remember he was at that, in Deadpool he was at the strip club.
Well, yeah, but listen, here's what he is. Have you ever heard of the Watcher? The alien, he's a Watcher. They're all over the they're all over the universe.
He's gonna be in a movie?
Each one of them is sent to their own planet.
Uh-huh.
Well, there is one particular Watcher that's sent to our planet Earth. And he is killed by Deadpool, and Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. Check out that episode, guys, of books and stuff. That's one of the first people Deadpool kills. He can float around. I mean, he's got a big head. But he's everywhere. He's everywhere. But
But Deadpool calls him out on Logan.
I know. That's the only one that's differed so far, but that was not Marvel. That
and
is
it wasn't
Fox.
It wasn't the theatrical version either.
Right.
The YouTube version.
That's Fox. That is not.
So he's not gonna. He's not gonna be. It's not gonna reveal him in a movie.
They're
somewhere?
Tying all his. He's the Watcher. He's the one that camouflages and watches us.
Yeah. He don't camouflage. He's just Stan Lee every time.
Well, right. He's camouflaging as an old man.
Okay.
But he does different things. And apparently in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and I'm going to go ahead and spoil this. Spoiler, if no one wants to hear it, cut it off. It's just a quick little spoiler.
What? Okay.
His cameo in Part 3, he mentions being a FedEx agent.
Huh.
You know, FedEx. And in Civil...
Federal Express?
Yeah. And in Civil War, he was a FedEx guy.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to say he's a Watcher in Part 2.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Maybe they'll come out with a movie with him. That'd be cool,
nah,
too.
Nah, he's too old, man. He'll just be the Watcher till he dies.
But he wants to be in all these movies.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't he want to play in a movie?
He can't do shit to be in a movie by himself.
I mean,
he can't do...
What if he's just got mind powers? Or does he not?
They're just going to put him in a wheelchair? Like Professor X?
No, he's just... He don't got to actually do things.
What's the movie?
Maybe they could CGI him to a young man.
What's the movie going to be, man? Just him
him killing Deadpool
around?
Or Deadpool killing him. And then he'll actually die after that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Okay, I get it. All right, Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's get back, and let's talk a little bit about Merle, man. I love the fact that he has got a whistle spear.
That is fucking awesome.
What's up with that whistle spear? What is up with that? It's like his dog that goes wherever he tells him to go.
Oh yeah, that shit's crazy. And he'll put it right up to them and start spinning around on their necks and just waiting for
He killed
all you got to do is
all them people in like fucking 10 seconds, and it actually went through a fucking aircraft.
And blew that fucker.
Shot inside the aircraft, through the guy's neck, out the aircraft, or through the guy's head, whatever. Is that not like one of the best powers to have as a superhero?
Oh yeah, that's a kick ass power. And I could rock that motherfucker out too.
I think he works with them on Part 2. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know yet, but that's what I'm thinking.
I think he works with them on Part 2. Well, which he works with them a lot on Part 1 too.
but only because they had to.
But he's not like a villain. He's just all about that money. Hey, you know what I mean? He ain't like necessarily
he's a scavenger. I mean, he's just right. trying to make money.
He's
off
what Chris Pratt was when he started.
Well,
up.
Because Chris Pratt stole him and adopted him and raised him up, but he was supposed to be taking him to his father, who is in part
right.
two.
He says, "When I met you, and I ain't never had Terran before."
I love that. Terran. Terra is Earth.
Yeah.
In so many different stories,
yeah.
Terra is Earth.
Terran. Yeah, Terra.
So we are Terrans, not yeah. really humans.
Right.
I mean,
to aliens, we're Terrans.
Right.
To Earths, we're Earthlings. We're humans.
Hey, check this out. Chris Pratt, he had two influences from other movies for his performance of Star-Lord.
Robert Downey Jr. I was going to say... Ryan Reynolds, but probably be wrong about that one. But he was kind of witty in it. But I think he's more stupid humor. And if I want, I can't think of anybody.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, he's more John C. Reilly than is it somebody relevant now?
I'll give you.
Is it somebody that's relevant now?
I'll give you a hint. It's two characters, not actors. Characters.
Okay,
from other
Iron Man.
Okay, Iron Man.
And is it somebody that's relevant nowadays?
Artists? Somewhat, yeah, within the past couple of years.
Obviously, it can't be like Thor or Peter Parker.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you another hint. Both of them are relevant back in the 80s. One of them is relevant within the past 2 years.
Batman?
Okay. What's it? Batman and
But
who?
I don't see that, though. I don't see that. I'm just thinking 80s.
You're way off. All right, you just want to give it to you?
Captain America.
No.
No. But I was right about Iron Man, right? I wasn't?
No.
Okay, well, then tell me.
Han Solo and Marty McFly.
I don't see it.
He said he's a mix between Han Solo and Marty McFly.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I can see that. The badass Han Solo, the slick talking Marty McFly. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't see it.
Okay.
Because he don't come off as a because Marty McFly comes off as a pussy at times, but he still makes big moves.
Right.
He don't come off as a pussy. He just comes off as a wise ass. I ain't saying it. So, like, Marty McFly will punch you and run. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Chris Pratt ain't going to punch you and run.
Well, that's where the Han Solo comes in.
Oh, my God. Okay, so he... that don't make no sense.
He shoots first.
All right. I would think he's trying to be a little funny, like Iron Man. Iron Man's kind of funny, but he's also debonair.
You stayed within the Marvel concept.
I did.
Hey, Star-Lord's line, you know that line where he says, if I had a black light, he was showing his place. He's like, man, if I had a black light, this place would look like a Jackson Pollock painting. You remember that?
He was talking about he's fucking, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know Jackson Pollock is an artist that just like throws paint.
Ah, I got you.
Well, Chelsea, when we watched this,
she laughed.
She busted out laughing.
But you didn't get the reference.
No, I got the reference. I know what Jackson.
But
Pollock.
It wasn't that funny.
It wasn't that funny to me
because I'm not
an artist.
You didn't care that much.
I mean,
much
it was
about
funny.
Art.
I went. I looked over and she was dying laughing. It was ad libbed by Chris Pratt. That was not in the script. He just threw that shit out there.
That's funny.
But yeah, I got to tell her that because I didn't know that.
Well, that's cool. Any other cool parts you like about this movie? I do like that they mentioned something about his father, and his father's going to become relevant in part two.
Yeah.
You know his father is, though.
Spoiler, Kurt Russell.
Well, I mean, I think yeah, anybody, Kurt everybody Russell. Knows Kurt Russell's in the movie. I would think they would, if you're a fan of Guardians of the Galaxy, you would put two and two together.
Well, do you know why they named Quill's ship Milano? The Milano? after Alyssa Milano, which was Peter Quill's childhood crush.
I like it.
Me too.
But I will tell you, it
she
starts
was my
off.
Childhood crush.
I'm not going to spoil nothing for you, but it does start off the movie, part two, Guardians of the Galaxy. I only watched the first 10 minutes of it. It starts off with Kurt Russell, a young CGI'd Kurt Russell. He's young. He looks good, buddy. Young CGI'd Kurt Russell and a young Quill's mother, because she's got hair and she's real pretty and all. And they're riding together in a car, and then they're walking through the woods and all. Maybe they're not riding. They're just walking through the woods and they run up on something. I'll just say that.
Any other parts that we want to talk about in this? I was just flipping through some of the, because some of this trivia is cool as shit, dude. I didn't know.
I really like how they put the, and this reminds me of two different movies I'm going to mention. But at the end, when they're trying to hold off Ronan's ship, his ship.
Yeah.
And they got all the ships connected together trying to hold him back, working as a team.
Oh, yeah. That
they make
net?
The big web. Oh,
big old
yeah,
net.
Net,
yeah,
net.
Yeah, yeah. I like that part.
Well, do you know what that kind of reminds me of? Not necessarily that they did that particular scene in the movie, but it reminded me of Star Trek when all the droids were working together to cut the Enterprise in half, which is an awesome fucking scene. I love that movie. And then also in Ender's Game.
Ooh.
In Ender's Game, when
Ooh.
They used up all the droids.
And they started using themselves.
No, they used up all the droids to kill a planet, but it killed all the droids too. A whole planet.
I found out some cool shit about Star Trek the other day I didn't know. And I wonder if Daddy knows this shit. Star Trek got pitched twice to network TV. The first time, it got passed on. The first one did not have James T. Kirk and all them in it.
Right.
The commander of the ship was Captain Christopher Pike.
Wow.
He was the captain.
Wow.
He had a number one, which was a white female.
Mm-hmm.
And Spock was on it as his chief engineer.
I like it.
Okay. They did one episode. It got booed down. Okay. Right.
And then they redid
everything else, and they brought it back in.
And they
all
brought
right?
who in?
They William well, Shatner. Here's the thing. They asked him to come back. They asked him to come back as Christopher Pike. He said no. He said, it got shut down. I don't want to do it. I got other stuff to do, whatever. I tried. So they got an unknown William Shatner to be James T. Kirk. And then they did bring Pike back, but as a different actor later on, as he was in a few episodes.
Right. That's cool.
The only people they kept, though, the only actors they kept was Leonard Nimoy as Spock. And his number one, that blonde chick, that white girl, she was like his. She was in it, but she wasn't his number one, obviously. Spock was. So they moved her to a different role in Medical Bay with a different name.
All right.
But they kept the actress. I thought that was pretty cool.
I'll give you four movies.
Four movies for what?
What's better? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Star Trek.
Okay.
We're going to go newer Star Trek because you don't know the older Star Trek movies.
Okay.
What's a better franchise, you think? Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, Star Trek, or, and this ain't really a franchise, but I'm just going to say this movie, because I love this movie, and it's got something to do with space stuff. Total Recall. All
right, well, first things first, I'm going to say this. Total Recall, originally, was a series.
A series?
Yeah.
Like a TV series?
No, it was a book.
Okay.
It was a book.
And they turned it into one fucking movie and shortened the series.
No. Philip K. Dick wrote the book.
Thanks.
What the fuck was that?
We know we're from Atlanta, bitch.
Was that your phone?
No, that was
your phone, dude.
My phone was face down, dude.
It heard something and said something.
I reckon it heard, okay, Google.
Did you say that?
I don't think so.
Okay, but anyway.
That was the NSA checking up on us.
Philip K. Dick wrote Total Recall, and it got turned into a movie. He also wrote a book called Minority Report.
Philip K. Dick, that's what I say all the time.
All right, well, listen to me. Do you know Minority Report?
K. Dick. What?
Philip K. Dick.
I know Philip K. Dick. What?
Okay, I get it. He wrote the book Minority Report, which also
I love that. I love that concept. I don't remember the movie too much, but I love the concept, Minority Report. I actually want to go back and watch it because it's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Well, it was a good movie. I like it.
I know. I remember
it got turned into a TV series.
I remember small parts about it, but I love the concept.
Yeah. Well, it in the book, it's part two. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's character is Tom Cruise.
I'm going to tell you, there's something else I really loved about the movie. Was the part where John C. Reilly's like, he sent me a note, and it said, I'm not really a dickhead. I might be an asshole, but I'm not really a dickhead. Is that what he said?
I don't remember.
He said something to that effect. Anyway, he sent John C. Reilly a note to the Nova Corps, but he sent it to John C. Reilly because he thought he could trust him, and he said, I might be an asshole, but I'm not really a dickhead. I really want to work with y'all and help you. And John C. Reilly went to the lady at Nova Corps and was like,
look, he knows he's an asshole, but he knows he's not really a dickhead.
He sent this message, and he read the message just like I just read it. And she says, do you think he's telling the truth? He says, well, I don't think anyone's 100% a dickhead or some shit. And then he's like, do you think he's here to help us? She's like, I do. He's like, I do. And then later on, they're in the starship, and they're fucking trying to help, and then the Nova Corp come up to help them, and they start talking to the guy, and he's like, he tells Zoe, he's like, they got my dick note. Do you remember that? That is one of my favorite parts of the movie. Chris Pratt says, they got my dick note. No, what he says is, I might be a dick, but I'm not totally an asshole, is what he says. And then the guy that he says that, he says, do you think that's true? He says, I don't think anyone's totally an asshole.
You think he stole that from George Clooney? I might be a bastard, but I'm not a goddamn bastard. From Dusk Till Dawn, you think he stole that? I might be a bastard, but I'm not a goddamn bastard.
He might have did, but that's exactly what the note said now. He said, I might be a dick, but I'm not totally an asshole.
He stole that shit from George Clooney and from Dusk Till Dawn.
And then when that motherfucker says, we're here to help you, and he's like, they got my dick note.
They got my dick note.
I fucking love that part, man.
Yeah.
Do you got any other favorite parts of this movie? I named about all my favorite little parts. And I like, you know, a lot of people gave Chris Pratt shit about the ending of this movie and the way he's like.
The Walkman was originally called The Soundabout.
Wow. All right, well, they gave Chris Pratt a lot of shit about the end of this movie. And he's like, dance off, me and you, bro. And Q gave this movie shit. He said that seemed a little off, and he wished that wouldn't have happened. It would have been more of a fight instead of a funny part. But I really love that part of the movie.
I did too.
I think it was perfect because they confused the shit out of Ronan. Ronan don't know nothing about dancing.
Yeah.
They're fucking playing.
Dance off. You and me. That shit's in our
theme. What if Ronan would have started doing
it? It's in our theme, man. We just got another one.
I know. I know, and we're about to do Tremors. One more.
Bam. What?
Why do you think I brought
up
Tremor?
I just did Liv and Maddie on this shit. God, my kids. I watched that show too much.
But I think it was funny and it was relevant because he wouldn't have known about some dance from Terran country.
You're right. I mean, it was creative.
But what would have been cool if Ronan would have started doing some tribal dance that brought on thunder clouds and fucking electrocuted everybody. But anyway, he fooled him a little bit, and then what happened? They fucking he was given enough time to rock it. He was doing the dance to fucking.
He was just distracting.
He was like, you don't know about distraction, bros. And then fucking Rocket shoots him, and then the stone flies out of his hand. And what happened? Chris Pratt grabs it, and he turns into a motherfucking monster. Motherfucking monster!
Dude.
You remember that? Motherfucking monster?
You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to write Vin Diesel a letter and make sure it gets to him.
What?
And we need to tell him Chris Pratt needs to be his new white boy.
He could be his new Ryan Reynolds. He could be the new Fast and
He could fill in for Paul Walker.
Not for Paul Walker, but he'd be Paul Walker's cousin or something.
No, I'm not saying be Paul Walker's character. I'm saying he could be the new white guy.
He really could.
Because you need a new white guy.
He really could, but you know what? Vin Diesel probably never even met him.
Probably not, but you need a good white guy in that. And they don't. That's the problem with number eight.
They would work.
That's the problem with eight. They were trying to put Jason Statham.
You
no,
know
he's
who
not.
I think
they
would work
new
good together?
White boy.
You know, now that he's in good shape.
Who?
Chatham Tatum.
Yeah, now Chatham
and
Tatum.
Chris Pratt would have good comedy effect, I think.
Chatham Tatum could be a good new Paul Walker character. Or not replace Paul Walker, but replace Brian O'Connor. Replace the white boy. You need a white boy in this goddamn movie. There's not a white boy in part eight, except for Jason Statham. And he's the bad guy. Even though he helps out, he's still the fucking bad guy.
Yeah.
You need a new white boy.
The Rock.
The Rock's
Have you
not a white boy.
Have you watched the movie?
What, part eight?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
I don't want to talk about the movie. I just want to talk about one scene in the movie.
All right.
And it's when fucking The Rock's like fucking breaks the goddamn sink off the, like a concrete sink off of fucking the wall in the prison, and he's curling with it, and he's just staring Jason Statham in the face like he's like, and it's just fucking disturbing, ain't it? Ain't it a little bit disturbing?
That whole movie's disturbing, dude.
I haven't watched it all the way through.
It was not.
But I do realize the family. I realize the family aspect. Because,
I didn't really like it that much, to be honest with you.
But I haven't watched it yet.
I didn't really like it. I mean, it was all right. It was action-packed, but I don't like the direction.
I'm not really into none of them except for part one, to be honest. Part two was a little bit funny, but I hated that Vin wasn't in it. But you did have, at least you had a little crazy black dude in it, Tyrese, to come help out. I love the part where he's like,
Roman Pierce, bitch.
Give me my cutter back. I love that part. Give me my cutter back.
Sorry, bro. I'm hungry.
He's always hungry.
He's like, because he didn't get to eat much
you
in
know
prison.
What?
So he's eating all he can before he goes back.
I will say that. For taking Vin Diesel out, they still did a pretty good job on the second one. I will say that. But after the second one, I really didn't. Even when The Rock come into it, the part five was pretty cool. Wasn't that the one where the safe goes down the road? Or was that four?
That was five.
Five. The safe goes. That one was pretty cool. And that was when Rock started on it, right?
Yep. He was after
that. That was pretty cool. And I don't really remember a lot about six. I think six was where he don't remember his girl.
She don't remember him.
Oh.
Because she comes back. He finds
Avatar. We got to talk about a little bit about her and Avatar.
Well, we'll get there.
All right. Well, hey, let's give our review. You know, I think we're pretty close
to the end.
I
thought we were fisting to go through the Fast and Furious franchise. And
all right, let's give our review on Guardians of the Galaxy. I think we need to get back on this movie, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I'm going to give my review first since I'm talking right now. And
fuck yeah.
My review is, I think that air conditioner's off.
No, it's cool.
I'm getting hot. But my review.
You're just getting excited.
You may be. My review is a. It's really one of my favorite comic book movies, and I'm gonna
favorite.
Take the best comic book movie I've ever watched. Almost, you know what the first one was?
What?
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Huh? The first Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
That's where the music started. Iron Man running through the jail in my dick and my hand.
I love it. All
right. Well, that I love that shit, man. That's when comic book movies started again for me. I mean, that was after fucking Lou Ferrigno and fucking
Spawn. Spawn was one. Blade.
I'm gonna have to say everybody.
The Punisher.
I'm going to have to say everybody gave Spawn shit, but I kind of like Spawn.
You just like John Leguizamo.
I like John Leguizamo, man. That is my
big fat clown.
Dude, when I see John Leguizamo as that big fat clown, I was like, what the fuck? That's the pest. Being a big fat clown.
Why ain't we done the pest yet?
We need to. We really
and
do.
And then we need to do Ice Two.
Game. Let's do the game. Surviving the game. Let's do it.
Let's do it next week.
Let's do it. And let's come up with two other movies like that, because there's two other movies like that.
Hunger Games.
And Maze Runner. That's a number four. That's next week then thing.
Wow.
I want to do Legion. I want to do Legion. I got so many movies I want to do.
And not enough time to do them, man.
I know.
Bitch.
All right. Where was I at? Please tell me.
Not a clue, brother.
I really love this movie. It's one of my favorite comic book movies by far. And every actor on this, to me, did a superb job. There was no bad acting in the movie. I love John C. Reilly. He's probably in my top 10 favorite actors. And I'll watch everything he does from now on. I probably won't watch all his older shit. But I'll watch everything he does from now on, even indie films. But I don't know why I'm getting into all that, because I'm getting drunk now, Phil. You done got me fucking drunk.
That's the way to do it,
brother. That's the way it happens in the Smoky Shelter. .com. That's right. That's how we plug our shit.
That's right.
Yeah, every character in this movie, I really enjoy him. I really love Merle, and I'm glad that he's got a career after Walking Dead, because I really loved his character in Walking Dead, and I was like, fuck, I hate that he's dead now. I hope he does more shit. And you know what? If they brought him to Prison Break, I wouldn't be mad about it.
No, I ain't watching any Prison Break.
I haven't either.
I'm going to wait till the whole season's done and then watch it.
And if they bring him back in The Walking Dead in some scenes, like some past scenes, that would be cool.
Yeah.
You know what would be awesome?
What?
If they brought him into Better Call Saul. Oh,
as Merle.
My fucking shit. As Merle.
Buying drugs.
Yes.
The blue shit.
Yes.
And then planning on going to Atlanta.
No. You know who's in prison right now? On Better Call Saul?
I don't watch Better Call Saul.
I know, but let me tell you who's in prison right now.
Who?
Who was the Mexican on I'm sorry.
Was that you?
No, that was Teresa again. Who was the Mexican on Breaking Bad?
I don't know.
The badass Mexican. Tuco. Remember Tuco?
No.
You remember he blew up that building with that crystal he threw down? You never watched Breaking Bad?
I did.
Oh, my God. You don't remember Walter White went in the thing with crystal meth, but it wasn't really crystal meth. It was a different kind of bomb that he threw down and it exploded?
Not really.
Oh, my God. You need to watch Breaking Bad again, dude.
I do.
If you don't remember that much about Breaking Bad, I love Breaking Bad, dude. But anyway, Tuco, he was a badass Mexican on the movie. He's in prison right now. Merle was in prison a lot. They talked about it in The Walking Dead. Right now, if they go to a Tuco scene on Better Call Saul in prison and Merle's in there, oh my God, people would fucking, it would make people come by the millions to watch this show, because nobody's loving Better Call Saul but me. No, hardcore Breaking Bad fans are loving Better Call Saul.
Don't nobody like this shit but me. They're only doing it for me.
Dude, it's in the third season. You haven't watched one of them.
Not a single one.
You didn't love Breaking Bad that much, did you?
I love Breaking Bad.
It's my favorite series.
I watched it.
It's my number one favorite series. Do you got five series above Breaking Bad?
Five series above Breaking Bad. Well,
see, that makes no sense to me. You can't figure out in 5 seconds if you don't. That means that it is pretty close to your either first or fifth.
It's on up there.
All right. Well, then you should be watching Better Call Saul. It's in its third fucking year.
So apparently, Podcast Land, I need to go watch Better Call Saul. So I'm going to do that.
You won't like it. You won't like it. Because it's nothing like Breaking Bad. Nothing like Breaking Bad. It's about Better Call Saul. It's about Saul. But it's got all the character. Mike's in it.
Yeah.
Gustavo's in it now in the third season. Gustavo finally comes to it. And now they're bringing other characters that has been in. I think Jesse Pinkman's coming next season. I believe it. Next season, fourth season.
What about Walt?
Walt won't ever be in it.
Does he die?
Well, because Saul never turned into Saul Goodman. He just started his Saul Goodman campaign. It's because his name ain't actually Saul Goodman. He starts Saul Goodman because Saul Goodman.
Saul Goodman.
Do you get it?
Yeah, Saul Goodman.
Saul Goodman.
Saul Goodman.
So he started that. He's like,
I'm on my
Saul Goodman. See, man, you don't love Breaking Bad. I love Breaking Bad. I'm a motherfucking hardcore fan.
I'm not.
Third season into it, I really enjoy Better Call Saul.
I don't get
But half of it's about shady shit. Half of it's about him and his brother's life.
We are See, way he don't, off topic.
I know, but it's a good podcast, I think.
All right, well, let's do some...
No,
it's been going good.
I think so.
You've been in a very long review.
Tangent.
Review. All because right. You're in your review right now.
I'm in my review.
You still have
okay, I really love this movie. I'm going to rate it. I'm going to rate it a 9. Straight up 9.
Straight up 9.
9 is fine, baby.
9 is fine.
Look, that 8 is great. Right. 8 is great. Nine is fine. That's a great bitch, or that's a fine bitch. Which one?
9 is fine.
Fine.
All right.
Ten.
I agree with everything you just fucking said about all that shit. Your review is mine perfect.
Oh, my God. I speak for my bro.
That's right. But, it was a really good movie, man. It was well acted. The soundtrack, I bought the fucking soundtrack after about watching it 5 times within 2 weeks because the kids really liked it. And then Christmas time and my in-laws were over here.
Philip associates Christmas with Guardians of the Galaxy,
really
guys.
Because that's when I watched it for the first time. And I watched, over that weekend, I watched it like 5 times. And I bought the fucking soundtrack. And I listened to it for a long time. And I still got it. And that's why we're listening to it right now.
You know what?
That's the reason we're listening to
the world is... The world thinks people like you. You is what makes the world go around with your little capitalized money. You got a lot of money. You just spend it on stupid shit. And people need it. People need it that need...
Stupid
stuff
shit.
You need the stupid shit.
I do. So I buy it, and they have money to survive and give their kids food.
And give their kids food because they're getting rich off of it. But anyway.
That's the reason.
You are what makes this world go round. What are you over there striking?
You're right. You're at my ladder. You're absolutely right, man.
All right,
I'm
brother.
I'm pissed at myself.
All right, brother. I'm going to do our little plugs tonight. can you do them?
No, I haven't rated yet.
Give me your rating.
That was my review. My rating is...
Your review was, I like everything you said, and it was right.
And then you jumped in with all kinds of other shit.
I'm sorry. Give me your rating.
I'm going to give this movie...
8.8. I just stole his rating.
I'm going to give this movie an 8.9.
Ooh. So you want to say it's just one under what I think.
Not.
Yeah, it's one under what I think because you're a little bit smarter than me, right?
Right.
Fuck you.
It's not fine, but it is very, very much
It's
great.
Not fine, but it's a dime.
It's very, very much great.
It's 10. Dime.
I like that. It's not fine, but it's a dime.
Ten. You know where I get 10 from?
If we ever find a movie that's a 10, that's the way we have to say it.
Do you know where Do you know where I get 10 from? It's 9.9, but it's 9. 10. You know where I get 10 from? 10. You know where I get that from?
What?
Varsity Blues. It's the fat dude.
10.
You know the fat guy?
Yeah.
What was his name? Billy Bob?
Billy Bob,
dude. Whenever Their teacher, they find out that she works at the strip club part-time because they go to the strip club and they see their fucking hot-ass teacher at the strip club dancing. And then at the end, they're like, oh, man, we didn't know you did all that. Because Billy Bob was real fucking redneck. He's like, we didn't know you did all that. But if I was the rating, I'm going to give you 10. It was a fucking 10. Or maybe that was Tweeter that said it.
No, it was a fat guy.
Because I look just like him when I said that.
I did not say that.
Fuck you, you I did not say bitch. That. I got long hair. He had a shave
head. I did not say that, asshole. You said that.
But the way you laughed made me think that you asked what you agreed with.
I never even thought of that until after you said
it. Okay. All right, so you gave it an 8.9. All right, well, one word on the movie, Phil.
Guardians.
Why do you always want to do that? You're like, I was hoping you'd say Guardians, so I could have said Galaxy. I was hoping you was going to say Lost, so I could say Boy. That's you every movie we do. Every movie you do, you ask me one word, and I say, irresistible, or something like that. And you're like, what the fuck? I thought you was going to say,
dude.
I thought you was going to say fire, so I could say water, firewood,
okay.
Or whatever. I don't know.
All right, get to your point. What's your word?
My word is, Galaxy.
You can go to hell.
Is that
you can
what
go
you,
to hell and die.
Is that what you wanted me to say?
No.
You did. You lied, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Okay, so yours was Guardians right. And mine was Galaxy.
Since we jumped into one word early, let's do a little budget versus box office, my brother.
All right. I like it. I like the way you think.
Okay. What you think this movie spent?
Shit, man. They spent some money because they had some good actors, big actors, a lot of people. $200,000. $170,000. Pretty close. That's pretty damn close, brother.
All right, what did this movie gross?
You know why they were scared to spend the $120,000 that they should have? $120 million that they should have.
Why?
I mean, $220 million that they should have. They were scared.
What did I say they just spent?
$170 million.
Yeah, not a thousand.
No, you said you might have said thousand, but
$170 million.
And I might have just fucked that up. It might have been me all the way. But anyway,
podcast land, one of us might have just fucked that up.
They spent $170 million, but I think they should have spent $220 million because it was that great of a movie. They thought Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you know anything about the Guardians of the Galaxy before
you
heard about it? I didn't either. I didn't even know it was a. You know, I know Fantastic Four. I don't know Guardians of the Galaxy. Fantastic Four, big name.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, not a big name to me. I have no idea who they are.
Fantastic Four had a movie 10 years ago.
Didn't do near about as good as this.
No. But you know that movie.
I knew the Fantastic Four ever come out. Right?
Right.
But I've never heard of the Guardians of the Galaxy, dude.
No, me neither.
I think it's a little. See, I knew all the 80s comedies. I think Guardians of the Galaxy was either late 80s or early 90s, because like, I never knew about Deadpool until Deadpool came out, or pretty close to when it was coming out.
Right.
I never knew because it was a 90s comic book.
Right.
And I wasn't into comic books back then. 90s. No. I was into I was into comic books in the 90s, but I was into the 80s. Old comic books
in the
90s.
80s
I was into X-Men and Spider-Man and fucking the relevant comic books like Batman and Superman and
not the shit that was just coming out.
Not the shit that was just coming out that ain't worth nothing.
Because
I was even
first season.
I was even thinking in a collector's eye when I was a little boy. You know what's important now? But yeah, Deadpool in the early 90s wasn't important like it is now. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right, so yeah, I had no idea about Guardians. I guarantee you, it's an early '90s or late '80s comic book starting
probably.
But they are a really good comic book, and it reminds me of a Star.
It's a really good movie.
It reminds me of a Star Wars type, because they eventually turned that into a comic book, or maybe it started out as a comic book. It didn't.
No,
it started. But out now it's a comic book.
Right.
All right. Well,
expanded universe.
What was we doing?
they spent $170 million. What'd they gross?
So it gross close to $1 billion. I'm going to say $800 million?
Yeah. $333
million. Well, I'm sorry, because I was way the fuck off.
Yeah.
But you know what?
What?
I'm going to have to say this new one.
Going to do way more than that.
I'd say at least did $500 million.
$500 million?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to opening weekend. What you think it did on opening weekend?
I think this one deserves at least $700 million. I mean, because, you know, it was better than Avatar to me.
Oh, yeah.
Avatar is like the highest grossing movie ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
So, what did it do opening weekend?
Opening weekend, it did. I'm going to say easily $80 million, $90
million. $94
million. There Am you go. I not badass?
Well, you're badass when you're badass.
But I'm never really that fucking far off. Dude, when you told me, when she guessed $2 million, I was going to guess $4 million, and it was $4.5 million. On the lobster.
Yeah, but this one you said $800 million and it was $333 million. So you were off on the very last question.
But I know how good this movie was and what it should have got, but it was because people didn't know about it, like I said. And if it was a big movie like The Fantastic Four, I think it actually would have done, because it was that fucking good of a movie. People would have mentioned it and said, hey, watch this fucking movie. Because, look, I guarantee you, Logan did $400 million. Did we ever get to that?
Yeah, we did.
What did it do?
I don't remember. You have to go back and listen to
it. I don't know, because we did it before it was done in box office. We did it before it was done in box office. We never come up with it. We need to. Right now.
No, we need to.
It's out of box office now. We need to know what it did in box office.
Yeah, but let's put that on with like Deadpool 2. Put it on with a relevant podcast.
I just want to know what it does.
Oh, right, we'll look it up. But I mean, let's put that on with a relevant podcast.
All right, well.
But all right, so bonus question. How many months was it in the movie theaters?
5 months.
6 months.
I wasn't far off.
I like your take on life is, all right, I wasn't that far off. That is your take on life.
Right.
When life throws you a lemon, you're like,
let's
all
make
right,
some fucking lemon meringue pie, bitch.
I'm not too far off with squeezing this into a cup. I mean, I don't know how that was relevant.
Let's put a little sugar in that bitch and some water. When life gives you lemons, what do?
Me?
Yeah. You turn it into a visual effect. You put 12 lemons in a dish and says, let's eat over this. Let's eat over this 12 lemon. You just put it in a big bowl and say, let's put it as our centerpiece. Nah. Let's put these lemons as our centerpiece.
That's like something I would do.
No. Don't. Let's put these lemons as our centerpiece and not eat these goddamn lemons. Let's eat our good food tonight. We eat the lemons when we need the lemons.
Cigarette, man. This shit should have ended an hour ago. Fucking hell.
Let's eat these lemons whenever it comes around.
Hey, you
want to
let me grab my cigarettes?
I'm going to get this and we're going to be done in just a minute.
Are we?
Yeah, because we're done with it. Well, we just did last words and all that. All we got to do is our game. All
right. Let's do a little name game.
Let's do our name game. And we're doing Guardians of the Galaxy.
It was
so
my pick, so you choose to carry. You got a shit ton.
I could do John C. Reilly again.
But no, you can't, because we're not doubling up on him. So you pick anybody else, sir.
I'm gonna go with
Moneyball.
Zoe Danalana Dune.
Oh, Saladana.
Saladana.
Saldana.
Saldano.
Dana.
It's Dana.
All right, well, then I go first. To go with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Because you don't know shit else has been in.
No.
Crash.
Avatar.
She wasn't in Avatar.
She was the chick in Avatar. It was Zoe Dashkalunalaro Saldana.
You're wrong, man.
Zoe Saldana was Neytiri. She was the main...
The woman?
Yes. You didn't know that? She was
because
Avatar.
She was an Avatar.
She was the blue... She was the main Avatar chick that he fell in love with.
Damn.
Ah, bam, bitch. Bam, what?
I know a couple of the movies. I know a couple of the movies she played in, but I can't think of them right off. I want to say she plays in Empire. I might be wrong. Look up Empire cast.
No.
Well.
Not unless.
You want to count me on Empire? You
no.
got another one?
Yeah.
Alright, well, never mind.
Are you done? You're out?
No, I'm leaving Empire.
You're going to Empire?
Yeah.
Alright. Star Trek.
Star Trek Beyond.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Alright, I'll let you win.
Bam, what? This has been a bam what night? Bam what?
It has. All right. What's next?
All right, guys. Man, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, check us out at smokyshelter.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
I didn't. I thought I did them. No, I didn't.
We're on Pocket
Cast. Twitter's on Twitter.
We're on iTunes. We're all over the place. We have a Patreon site. You can help donate to the cause. Beyond that, we're pretty much done with this episode. We are looking forward to doing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Here very soon. Any last words, Big Lance?
Finalize your taxes. I don't know. I mean, God damn it. What am I supposed to say every time?
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.